Welcome, Parsha Bechukotai. Two tochkot in the Torah. We have a whole section of rebuke that the Torah is listing all sorts of curses. If you keep the Torah, then good, and if not, these bad things will happen to you. So that's what we refer to as the tochacha. So one of two sections of tochacha, one of them appears in Parshat Bechukotai. Now it's interesting regarding the tochacha. So we have a mesorah regarding how the laner should lane the tochacha. The most correct minhag, and I'm using that term specifically because that's going to be the Chavetz Chaim's topic, is that the laner should drop his key. As in, normally, you know, I don't know music so well, but normally if you read in the key of C, so now you should read in the key of B. Okay, does that make sense musically, any of you? Okay, something to that effect. That normally if it's higher notes, so you use slightly lower notes. But there are other practices that people do, and maybe they're possibly mistaken, because sometimes what people do is that they end up reading it lower, not in terms of key, but in terms of volume, as in that they'll mumble or whisper it almost. They'll just, instead of being loud enough for the whole tzibur to hear, they'll only do it in a talking voice, that it's loud enough just for the, I don't know, the closest two rows of people to hear. And that's problematic. Why is that problematic? Because why are we reading the Torah for the tzibur? We're reading the Torah for the tzibur so the tzibur can hear the leaning and be yotze having kriyat Torah for the whole tzibur. So if I'm in the tzibur and I can't hear the leaning, what good is it? Okay. So with that in mind, we can get to the Chavetz Chaim's point. The Chavetz Chaim points out that some people are so afraid of this tochacha. You know, there's also interesting that many shuls have the minhag that who gets the aliyah of the tochacha? Only the rabbi or the bal korei or the gabbai. Those are the three options. The gabbai will give it to himself, or they'll give it to the bal kriya, or the rabbi, because he'll, you know, everybody knows the rabbi, they're giving him brachos, I hope. And so therefore, okay, you know, he'll take it, but don't give it to anyone else. So he says, people end up so afraid of the tochacha, some people leave for the tochacha. Okay, not only do I not want the aliyah, I don't want to be there for it. And he says, some places, the Yeshlan Kehilo, look how he writes it, Shahakore, which he puts in quotation marks, the reader, Mavliya et atevo v'korei v'kol namuch, he swallows the words and reads it so low. Most of the people davening there don't hear the leaning. That's how careful they are to chas v'shalom not be reading it outside. We so don't want to get cursed. They're going to read it so quietly and nobody's going to hear it. So the Chavetz Chaim says, this doesn't make any sense. He says, imagine a person says to you, listen, you're going down that path over there. Be very careful. There's a lot of thorns. And there's you know, some wild animals there that you should avoid. And pay attention, and there's a ditch, a pothole, and this low-hanging branch. And you go, I'm not listening, blah, 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 I didn't hear you. Okay, what does that help? What, now when you go down there, the thorns won't get you, and the animals waiting to pounce on you won't pounce on you, and the ditch you won't get caught in, and the branch won't hit you in the head? What if somebody is warning you, that road is dangerous. You're going down that road is dangerous. What does it help you to not listen to it? And therefore he decides, let me go down that road, and you know what? To avoid all the problems that guy mentioned, I'll just close my eyes. Okay, that would be absurd, and he'll surely bump into something and fall into something and or get eaten by something, and that will be terrible. So that's what the Chavetz Chaim says. What? You're avoiding hearing the tochacha? The whole point of the tochacha is, listen to what I'm telling you. Don't do mitzvos, don't do averos. If you do averos, you're going down that path. The path of averos is fraught with difficulty and hardship and stumbling blocks. Stay away from that. And what are you doing? You're deciding, instead of avoiding that path, you're going to go down that path without the warning. You're going to go down it with your eyes closed. So which way is more dangerous? Having been told the warning, or totally avoiding the warning by closing your eyes? So says the Chavetz Chaim that this is a message that Shlomo Melech gave his son. That don't ignore Musser. Some people think I'm so smart, and if I don't accept the Mussar, so then nothing bad will happen to me. He says, no, the smart person realizes the Mussar is coming to warn you, beware all those stumbling blocks. The stumbling blocks are what's causing the problem, not the Mussar. And therefore, this is true in life. So specifically, we should all know that we're supposed to be hearing the Tochacha. We shouldn't avoid hearing the Tochacha. We should listen to the Tochacha, read it, understand it, take its message to heart. And therefore, that's both a lesson in terms of how to read it in the shul, but also what the Tochacha is supposed to be doing for you. The Chafetz Chaim is saying to you, the Tochacha is Hashem's way of letting you know if you do averos, there's bad things that happen. You're going down a path, and there's all sorts of stumbling blocks that are on the path of those who aren't choosing to do mitzvos, choosing to do averos. Better you should choose a different path, or be careful on that path, have your eyes open, avoid all those stumbling blocks. So that message of the Chafetz Chaim, although specific to the reading the Tochacha, is true in general about any mussar or advice that we appropriate advice we get in life, that we should accept it, internalize it, and do our best with it. Shkach.